Tianjin. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to strengthen bilateral ties, signaling a thaw in relations between the two Asian powers just days after the United States imposed steep tariffs on Indian goods. Meeting on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, summit, Modi told Xi that India remained committed to building relations with China based on mutual respect, trust, and sensitivities. The visit marks Modi's first trip to China in 7 years, underscoring the significance of his participation at the two-day gathering, which also brings together Russian President Vladimir Putin and leaders from across Asia and the Middle East in a show of global South solidarity. Xi, according to state broadcaster CCTV, expressed hope that the Tianjin meeting would further elevate relations and promote their sustained, healthy, and stable development. He urged both sides not to allow the disputed border issue to define the overall relationship, stressing that economic growth should be the central focus. As long as they remain committed to being partners, not rivals, and providing opportunities, not threats, China-India relations will flourish, she said. Relations between the two nuclear-armed neighbors hit a low point in 2020 after deadly clashes along the Himalayan frontier. Modi said that recent agreements on border management had created an atmosphere of peace and stability and announced that direct flights between India and China, suspended since 2020, would soon resume. Both governments have, in recent months, eased restrictions to signal rapprochement. China has allowed Indian pilgrims to visit Buddhist sites in Tibet, while the two countries lifted reciprocal visa restrictions. Beijing also agreed to lift export curbs on rare earths, fertilizers, and tunnel boring machines following talks in New Delhi with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Chinese Ambassador to India Xu Feihong earlier this month declared Beijing's opposition to Washington's newly imposed 50% tariffs on Indian goods, saying China would firmly stand with New Delhi. The Tianjin summit is being attended by more than 20 world leaders, including Putin, as the SCO seeks to position itself as a counterweight to Western-led alliances. Founded in 2001, the SCO now includes China, India, Russia, Pakistan, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Belarus, with 16 other countries as observers or dialogue partners. The bloc represents 42% of the global population and nearly a quarter of the world's landmass. Collectively, its members account for 23% of global GDP, valued at about $24 trillion annually, and control roughly 20% of the world's oil and 44% of its gas reserves.